Here we go. The Shiltos, Rav Chai Gaon. The Gemara tells us that the mezuzah and the Ner Chanukah are placed opposite each other. But we find some very early sources that adds a third component. A chutam b'shula shlov meher yinotek. A three-ply cord. What's the three-ply cord? Rav Chai Gaon in the Shiltos in this past week's Parsha says, quotes the Gemara, seemingly like we have it. Where should you put the mezuzah? Where should you put the menorah? Machlokas Rav Ad the Bered the Rav and Rav Yirmiyah Midifti. One says put it on the right. One says put it on the left. The one who says put it on the right says the right side already is empowered with the mezuzah. That's empowered more with the Ner Chanukah. The one who says put it on the left says let's create a balance. Says the Shultos where it's bolded. Man da amar mismol. The one who says, put the mezuzah opposite, put the Ner Chanukah opposite the mezuzah. Kasavar ki heichid elahavi mezuzah miyamin. The goal is that the mezuzah should be on the right, the Ner Chanukah should be mismol, and the balabayis, wrapped in his talis, with tzitzis, is going to be standing in the middle. Okay. In the 1100s, there was a ritual known as the Sefer HaItor, and he also quotes this. Just so you see how far back these sources go. He quotes, Bahalachos, Balabayis, Betalis, Mitzuyatzas, Benayim. Mezuzah on the right, Ner Chanukah on the left, that's how we paskin. And the Balabayis is standing in the middle, wearing his tzitzis. What does tzitzis have to do with anything? So first I'll just show you a very sweet remez. The Majid Terebi, the Yusuf Bracha, is a very beautiful Ramazim. And he says, I'll show you a wondrous thing. It's a Pella. The gematria of mezuzah plus ner plus talis is 764. Is the same gematria, says the Majid Terebi in source number 3, as miyamin, mismol, and bamsa. The ner, the mezuzah is miyamin, the ner chanukah is mismol, and the talis, the balabais, this talis with tzitzis is bamsa. So interesting that mezuzah, ner, and talis is gematria miyamin, mismol, bamsa. Okay. So apparently the balabais, bamsa, is an essential expression of this mitzvah. But the question is, again, what's the pshat? Now again, just for the sake of being complete about the inyan, the Meiri has an even additional nusach that we could perhaps add to this gemara. The Meiri, in the base of Bechira, in the Meiri's writings on Shabbos, in source number 4, he says that the mezuzah is on the right, the Ner Chanukah is on the left, and then he writes at the end, Upirshu b'Haggadah, the Yavo Balabayis with his tefillin and his talis mitzuyetzes, and he stands in the middle. Mamish surrounded by mitzvahs. So at this point we start to wake up a little bit and we ask the following question. Hold on a second. When are we lighting this menorah? I thought we were lighting the menorah at night. Laila is Lavzman Tfilin. Laila is Lavzman Tzitzis.
Yes.
The Netziv, in his hammock Shela on the Shiltos, is dealing with this question, is interested in this question. I saw an answer from the Sa'amar Rebbe that's actually a little bit Nogeyat in the Masechta Sanhedrin. The Sa'amar Rebbe said, there's a halach in Choshen Mishpah. We know you're not allowed to judge Dinei Torah at night. We spoke about whether or not you can give a get at night. Is a get considered something that requires a Beis Din? Presumably not. But a Din Torah can't be judged at night. The Sma in Choshen Mishpah, the Sefer Meir HaSeinayim, on the side of the page of Choshen Mishpah, says, it could be that that's true if a person is sitting in the dark. But if you could illuminate a room with torches, if you can make the room very bright, ki'ilu what? It's daytime. Then maybe you can even judge. Maybe you can even judge a din Torah at night. Go down the block and speak to Bais of America. They'll tell you what to do. Okay. But the Sa'amar Rebbe quotes this Sma and Choshen Mishpat, and he says, "Ah, when you're standing by the menorah." When you're standing by the light of the menorah, it may be a small light, but it's such a tremendous illumination that ki'ilu, what he says? Ki'ilu, it's yom. So much so that what? That you can actually put on your talis, you can put on your tefillin. I don't know if we paskin this way, halacha l'maisa. Again, you have to ask your posek. But again, you see that there's some connection between even the tefillin, but certainly the tzitzis are very much connected. The Sfas Emes is the one who raises this question as well in source number 5. Einu muvan, he says, he quotes this lashon from the Itur. Einu muvan ki ein tzitzis balayla. I heard this b'shem, my grandfather, Chedush Arim, and I don't remember what his answer was. But like, at least we have one answer. The Sama Rebbe gave us an answer. And maybe because the illumination of the menorah is so great, it transforms it into day, and therefore a person could stand there with his talis and with his tzitzis. But however, we need to try to figure out what's the secret connection between the world of tzitzis and the world of the menorah. There's clearly a very strong connection that exists. That the Baal Bayis with his talis mitzuyetzes b'neihem is a critical component of this mitzvah. What is the secret of the talis? And I say the secret of the talis because the Skolya Rebbe Shlita, the current Skolya Rebbe, who I finally got to see for the first time this past year on Sukkot, I was standing there. The truth is, as much as I was looking at the Rebbe, I think the Chevra was probably looking at me and my brother Josh, like, who are these two guys? A very small Chevra. Very, very small Chevra in a Beis Medrash. Had a little boy singing some beautiful songs. It was very cute. It was very sweet. But Skolya Rebbe, he has beautiful Torah. His Torah is very, very beautiful. So he has a little kuntris called the Yalkut Niflaus Mitorasecha. It's printed in the Sefer Ner David, which is the previous Skolya Rebbe's writings on Hanukkah. It also comes as a separate little pamphlet that you can get. It's kedai to get if you can find it. What does he write in the Yalkut Niflaus Mitorasecha? It's a very interesting remez. He says, Or Neros Hanukkah, in source number 6, Negalim she'af b'matzav shenira cheshchus ein sofit. When a person finds himself in the greatest of darkness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keitz sam l'choshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set a time for the darkness. There's an end to the darkness. V'yayir or, and their light will shine again. So says the Skolya Rebbe, Keitz sam l'choshech. Keitz means an end. Keitz means a corner, an end. So he says, let's look at the keitz of the word choshech. Let's take the word choshech and look at the words, let's look at the letters, rather, that are the keitz, so to speak, are the ends that surround the word choshech. He says, the letters before choshech are resh, zayin, yud. The letters after choshech are tes, lamed, tav. Put it together and you have Roz Talis, the secret of the Talis. So now out of the darkness of the night emerges the secret of the Talis. Roz, of course, is Gematria Or, the light of the Talis, the secret of the Talis. So, however, what is the secret of the Talis? What's the secret of the Talis? What's the connection between Hanukkah and the Talis and the Tzitzis? What's going on here? So I think there's some very obvious connections that we would all immediately throw out. Hanukkah, staring at the Neros. Ein lanu reshus l'shtamesh bem el l'rosam bilvad. Or isam oso, tzitzis. 8 days of Hanukkah, 8 Neros, 8 tzitzis strings. There's some obvious connections that we would think of right away. In the Sefer Ora of the Simcha, from the Rebbe of Baranov, he reminds us from the Sefer Yetzira that the letter Ches is connected to Re'iyah. What month is the month of seeing? For those who study B'nai Yisachar, what month is Tammuz? And what's the letter for the month of Tammuz? The letter Ches. So there's a clear connection between 8 and seeing, already found in Sefer Yetzirah. But again, we need to try to understand a little bit deeper what exactly is the celebration of Tzitzis on Hanukkah, and how is that an essential component of our victory over Yom. So let's go back. You always got to go back to the beginning. Let's go back, Mamish, to the beginning of time. Let's go back to that moment where Shem and Yefes, we come from Shem, Yavan comes from Yefes. Let's go back to the moment of the Pirud. The moment where, so to speak, there was a split. And the animosity between Shem and Yefes really began. Maybe in a very subtle way, but it's really where it begins. In Parshas Noach, Shem and Yefes decide to cover over Noach, Posioschein, Rosh Tevos, Ner Chanukah, a lot to think about. They cover over their father who's naked, who's disgraced, and he's unclothed. V'yikach Shem v'Yefes es asimla. Shem and Yefes take a beged. V'yisimu ashchem shneim, and they walk backwards and they drop it over their father who's exposed. So you see that Shem and Yefes both have a kesher to a body, an unclothed body, and they both feel that the body deserves a certain kavod. The question is, what's the nature of that kavod? Am I being mechabed the body? Am I being mechabed the neshama within the body? You'll notice the pasuk says vayikach in the singular. Why doesn't it say vayikchu? Says Rashi in source number 8. Ein ksiv kan vayikchu el vayikach. Li made al shem shenis amit mitzvah yoser miyafes. Shem was more concerned about Noach than Yefes. He put more amelus, more energy, more excitement, more kavana into the mitzvah than his brother Yefes. So what was the reward they were given? Lakach zachu banav litalis shel tzitzis. So what did Shem get as a reward? He was zochet to the talis shel tzitzis. The beged, that what? That honors the body, but in a spiritual way. Yefes, who also cared about the body, I remind you, Chanukah is Bigamatria Guf, 89, because Chanukah is all about the proper understanding of how we relate to our Guf. V'yefes zocha l'kvura l'banav. What did Yefes get as a reward? What was Yefes' reward? Kvura. That a body, when it's just a body, when it's lost in the Shema, and it's just a body, will be given honor, will be buried. Because Yefes, the world of Yavan, honors the body, not the Neshama Shabbaguf, the body itself. So the body should be Zochet Tekvura. Yefes, Yavan, is Zochet Tekvura. That's why, again, if you look at the letters Yavan, what do you see? Yud, Vav, Nun. Right? Yud, Vav, Nun means I'm taking something which is very out there, and I'm dragging it down below the line. Below the line means buried. We saw Tosfos. We'll come back to it at the end of this year. But Tosfos and Shabbos Chafal from Abayz. The Pach Shemen was where? Buried in the dirt. Okay, so we're seeing the backdrop of the Machlokas between Shem and Yefes. And this is the Shoresh of all the animosity. This moment with Noach is the Shoresh of all the animosity and all of the pira that exists between Shem, our world, Klal Yisrael, and Yavam. It's mamish rooted here. So Asemis writes in Tafresh Memhei, Mezuzah miyamin, ner chanukah mismol, balabayas with the talis in the middle. Yesh lirmos amapolas hayavanim. Why do we wear the talis when we stand by the menorah, says Sfas? Because that is the victory over Yavan. Vayikach Shem v'yefes as a simla. Ki b'nei Shem zachu l'talis shel mitzvah. That was the moment that we parted ways. We showed that there could be an inner kavanah and an outer kavanah. They did the same thing superficially. Vayikach Shem v'yefes. Why don't we say Vayikach Shem v'yefes? It's Lashon Yachid, you know why? Ki ish echad b'lev echad. Vayichad Shem Yisrael neged ha'ar. It's Lashon Yachid. So Mamish, it shows a tremendous achdus. Chazal say, absolutely not. This was the moment of Pirud. This was the moment where Shem and Yefes draw a line between them. That Shem is able to look at something much more deeply, and Yefes sees something much more superficially, and it's Mamish the same Maisa. That's exactly the machlokas between Yavan and Klal Yisrael. We have wisdom, you have wisdom, it's all the same. No, it's not. Ours is Chachmas Elukus. Yours comes from a Basar V'dam, from a body, from a human being. So says Vasemes, this is the moment of Pirud. That at that moment, Shem was zochet to talis shel mitzvah, and Yefes got a malbush no begashmis. Right? Yefes is the world of is nice things for the guf, but it's not talis, so it's not a spiritual garment. So Yefes, which is the world of Yofi, Yefes is the most bothered by the concept of a talis shel mitzvah. What do you mean? You're going to try to take something which honors the body and turn it into something that speaks to the neshama? Uzchartem es kol mitzvos Hashem? That's what a talis means to you. That's the most offensive thing to the people of Yavan. Al zeh roms in betzitzis etzel ner chanukah. It says, Fasemis, that's why the Shiltos and the Sefer Itor are telling us, early sources tell us, that you need to wear your talis, you need to wear your tzitzis out when you're standing by the light of the menorah. When I used to teach in TABC, we had a Hasidus class. A Hasidus Judaic Studies elective. So, this goes back many years. I was giving over some of these ideas when I was first beginning to develop them. And Sam Grossman. You know Sam Grossman? He's in YO. This was when he was in 10th grade. How do I remember? Because I wrote it down. Because when you write things down, then you remember them. Vamevin Yavin. For those who still are not taking notes, you let me know when you're ready to start taking notes. Okay, so Sam Grossman made an excellent ha'ara. Sam Grossman made an excellent ha'ara about the relationship between tzitzis and kvura. He made an amazing ha'ara. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yurches, Samad Aleph says, now Sam didn't exactly say it this way, but this is what he said. He said, everybody knows when you go to a cemetery, you're supposed to tuck your tzitzis in. You're not supposed to walk around in the cemetery with your tzitzis out. Where does that come from? The Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Ches says that Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yonah's son one time were walking in a Beis HaKvaros. Havashokli v'ozli v'Beis HaKvaros. And what happened? Rabbi Yonah's son's tcheles, his tzitzis, were very long, very rebbish, and they were dragging on the ground. Amr le Rabbi Chiya. So Rabbi Chiya said to him, "No, Dalye, pick them up. Kadei shelo yomru, that the mason are going to say, lo macher ban etzleinu v'achshav mecharfin osanu. Tomorrow these people are also going to be buried, and now they're making fun of us? Why is this dafka the thing that's making fun of them? The Gemara half a line earlier says, a person shouldn't wear their tefillin in the basic faros, a person shouldn't walk around learning Torah in the basic faros. But why dafka? Does the Gemara then go on to tell a story about someone who had their tzitzis dragging in the basic faros? Because that's the ultimate insult to a dead Jew. You're saying to this dead Jew, look, I've got tzitzis and you've got kvura. You're Yavan and I'm Yisrael. Now Tosos over there has a whole discussion based on Menachos Daf Mem Aleph. When we bury a Jew in a talis, should that talis have kosher tzitzis or not? Okay, it's a whole discussion there in Tosos. What we do? Do we dafka take the tzitzis off the talis? Do we passel the talis? Right? A dead person is putter from mitzvos, but what about tchias ha-mesim? He's going to need his talis when he comes back. Okay? So Tosos has a whole discussion there. What we do to... We're dafka at the moment of kfura, we dafka are thinking a lot about talis and tzitzis. We dafka are thinking a lot about talis and tzitzis. But again, the most offensive thing you could do is to say, look, I have a completely kosher talis, begeshel tzitzis, I'm alive in the world, and you're in the world of Yavon. You're buried in the dirt. That's the greatest insult you could have to a Jew. It's the greatest expression, perhaps the Gemara is saying, of loig l'rush. Right? The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. The loig l'rush, a person shouldn't be mezalzel. Right? Loig means to make fun of, a rush, a person who's poor. This dead person who can't do mitzvahs anymore. You're making fun of him. The famous story of the Gra on his deathbed, where the Gra is clutching his tzitzis as he's about to die and saying, in the Olam Hamas, I can't, for all the money in the world, I can't get this. For this world, for a couple cents, for a few bucks, I can buy myself a kosher pair of tzitzis, which is connected kol haTorah kula. And in that world, I don't have this anymore. So there's a very strong connection that we see between what? Between tzitzis and kvura. But the question is, what exactly do we think about when we clutch our tzitzis? What is the tzitzis, the size of this connection to kvura, and this moment of period between the sons of Noach? How do the tzitzis protect us, b'chlal, and b'galas yavan b'frat? How are the tzitzis the response to galas yavan? So much so that part and parcel of the mitzvah hadlakas menorah is that a Jew stands there wrapped in his talis and his tzitzis. Yaakov Avinu had four major tzaras in his life. And Yaakov Avinu, myself, was similar to him. As Ramban says in this past week's Parsha, everything that happens to Yaakov, we have to look at and see how it happens to us. What were the four major tzaras of Yaakov Avinu's life? The pasuk in Iyov says, Lo shalavti, v'lo shakatati, v'lo nachti, v'yavo roges. I didn't have shalva, I didn't have sheket, I didn't have menucha, and I had a lot of roges. I had a lot of troubles. Says the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, this week's Parsha, Lo shalavti, v'lo shakatati. Lo shalavti, I first had trouble with my brother Esav. V'lo shakatati, and then I had trouble with Lavan. V'lo nachti, and then I had trouble with my daughter Dina. V'yavo roges, and then I had the whole matzav of Rigzo Shel Yosef, all the troubles that I had with Yosef. These are the four troubles of Yaakov's life. Esav, Lavan, Dina, and Yosef. Maisa Avos Simin Labanim would dictate that those four tzaras of Yaakov Bifrat are going to correspond to the four tzaras of Klal Yisrael Bichlal, meaning the four exiles of Jewish history. Bavel, Paras U'Madai, Yavan, and Edom. Which means that Yavan should be the third tzara of Yaakov. The third tzara of Yaakov being the tzara with Dina. In case you're not convinced that this is true, the Or Gedalia develops it at length. The Yalkut Reuveni seems to say it in Mefurish. And I found the Medrash that I think lines it up beautifully for us. The Medrash says in Shemos Rabba, V'yavo Amalek, V'lo Shalavti, V'lo Shakatati, V'lo Nachti, V'yavo Roges, says the Medrash, Lo Shalavti, that was Bavel, Lo Shakatati is Madai, V'lo Nachti is Yavan. So in Bereishis Rabbah, the book of the Avos, it tells us that V'lo Nachti is Yaakov's personal tzara with Dina. In Shmos Rabbah, the story of Klal Yisrael, it tells us that V'lo Nachti is Klal Yisrael's struggle with Yavan. So what was the problem with Dina? What happened with Dina? What happened with Dina is that Yaakov's family experienced the terrible shame of Znus, of Arayos, a struggle in Gilei Arayos. Yaakov's daughter was taken advantage of. does that have a shaychus to Galus Yavan? 100% it has a shaychus to Galus Yavan. Yeah? Right, lot nachti. Yeah, there's a lot to not a lot to think about there also. These different lashonos of shalva and sheket and menucha, 100%. Where do we find that Galus Yavan has to do with what? Has to do with arayos, has to do with dina, has to do with Jewish girls being taken advantage of? Of course, that's Galus Yavan. The Rambam writes mefurish in the third parak of Hilchos Chanukah. This is the opening halacha of Hilchos Chanukah. First, he has two prakim on Purim and Megillah. Then, the third parak begins Hilchos Chanukah. So says the Rambam. By the way, of these four prakim, why are the third and fourth about Chanukah? Because Galus Yavan is the third Galus, and Galus Yavan never ended; it transitioned into Edom. So the third and fourth chapter, right, that end the Rambam's Sefer Zmanim, because it's the end of time, end of Zmanim, is going to be Yavan, and the Hemshech of Yavan in the form of Edom. So that's why the first two chapters are about Purim, and the last two chapters, right, are about Chanukah. So says the Rambam, by Bayis Sheni, the Yavanim came, and they made gezeiros against Klal Yisrael, and they targeted our religion, and they didn't let us learn Torah. Upashtu Yadam b'mamonam, the Rambam's famous lashon, uvivnoseyam. They took advantage of the Jewish women. Arayos. The Greek world of the guf, of pleasing the guf. Arayos. Exactly. Source 15, the Gemara in Ksuba says, we learned it last year, Vesula gets married on Yom Revi, and the Yavanim said that any girl who wants to get married, Tibol lehegmon t'chila doesn't mean that she's invited to have the honor, the pleasure of having a night with the hegmon. It means she's about to be raped. That's the Gemara's question. Why is it a sakana? It's ones. She's being taken against her will. That's dina. That's maisa dina. That a Jewish girl is being taken against her will. That's exactly the story of Galus Yavan. So therefore, what we see that Yaakov experienced, again on a personal level, his daughter being taken advantage of, an act of arayos, of gilui arayos, that's exactly what Galus Yavan is all about. Galus Yavan is a struggle of Klal Yisrael to maintain a sexual morality in a very perverted world of Yavan. And of course, Yavan, the fact that they took advantage of our daughters is only part of the story. It's important to realize that the world of Yavan was very much osek in homosexuality, which, as Sfarim explain, is dafka, pleasing the guf without any totsa. That it doesn't lead to the birth of a child, and it doesn't lead to anything productive. It doesn't advance the world. It's merely for one's own enjoyment. And therefore, it's that act of arayos, which is so central in the world of Yavan. The ultimate hanas haguf. So what are tzitzis? What are tzitzis? If Yavan is nus, if Yavan is gilei arayos, what are tzitzis? V'haya lechem l'tzitzis u're'isam oso. A Jew is told to wear tzitzis. Why do we wear tzitzis? Well, first of all, zuchartim is kol mitzvos Hashem, to remember all of the mitzvos of Hashem. Okay, so that's what the Rambam told us, that they tried to target all of our mitzvos. They didn't let us learn Torah. They were mevatel the das, the religion of Klal Yisrael. V'asisam osam. V'lo sasur achrei levavchem. V'achrei einechem. Asher atem zonim achreim. Why do I wear tzitzis? When I look at my tzitzis, what does it remind me? It reminds me not to stray after my lave, and it reminds me not to stray after my eyes. Asher atem zonim achreim. Says the Medrash in the Sifrei, the Medrash Halacha, says the Medrash in Source 17, Lo sasur achrei levavchem refers to minus, don't become a heretic. Lo sasur achrei einechem ure'isem oso, perhaps the primary goal of the tzitzis, Chanukah, Birchas HaRoeh, achrei einechem zo znus. This refers to znus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tzitzis, as the Medrash goes on to say, to be mosif kedusha by Klal Yisrael. This is our ticket to kedusha, tzitzis. Medrash ends, Vayisem kedoshim lelokeichem, zo kedushas tzitzis, magid sha tzitzis mosefes kedusha liYisrael. So now we understand, if Yavan is the whole world of Znos, of Arayos, of Yefes being mechabed, Noach's naked body, but not really being mechabed, the essential part of the guf. So now we understand very, very well why it is that tzitzis, of course, is our response. Tzitzis is how we fight back. Tzitzis is the thing that helps us to keep in check Acharei Necha. To not stray after Znus. To not get caught up in Arayos. To be a person who lives a life of Kedusha. That's what the Tzitzis come to do. So now we come to the Parsha. Because we saw yesterday the Shlach Kaddosh. The Shlach Kaddosh told us that what? That whatever's happening in the Parsha is exactly what's happening on Chanukah. So what's happening in these Parshas? Who's the Baal Bas with the Tzitzis, so to speak, in these Parshas? Yeah? The Lashon of the Shultos. The Baal Bais in the middle with his Tzitzis. Who's the Baal Bas of these Parshas? Whose Parshas are these? The Yosef's Parshas. Everyone knows these are Yosef's Parshas. And everyone knows that Yosef HaTzadik, the one who did not commit an act of arayos with Eishes Potiphar and becomes a tzadik because of that. Yosef HaTzadik is the greatest weapon that we have against Yavan. Beis Yaakov Eish, Beis Yosef Lahava. Yosef is the flame of Yaakov that comes to destroy what? To destroy that whole world of Yavan. That's why the Bnei Yisrael gives us all the Ramazan that I'm sure many of us know, that Yosef is a Begematria 156, which is the same Gematria as Melech Yavan, because Zelu Mazzeh, 156. The name of Melech Yavan was Antiochus, 156. So Yosef is 156, Melech Yavan is 156. Yeah, Antiochus is 156. Yosef at Tzadik. The letter Tzadik. The Tver Shlomo Verdansk says that the Gematria of Chanukah is 89, with the Kolel, where Reuben Simon will speak about that maybe a little bit today. Right? 89 is the same as Tzadi. 90. Yosef's a Tzadik. That's why the beauty of Klal Yisrael is where? Is in Tzion. What is Tzion? Look at the word Tzion. Tzion is a Tzadi in front of Yavon. What's the matter of Tzion? 156, of course. 156. So Yosef is 156. Tzion is 156. When the Tzadi is in front of the Yavon, 156. Yosef, Melech Yavan, Antiochus, Zelu Mazzeh, this is what the Megala Mukos talks about, it's what Bnei Yisrael talks about, it's what the Tver Shlomo Verdamsk talks about. So how does Yosef become a tzaddik? How does Yosef take the Yofi, the most handsome, desirable man, Yosef a tzaddik, who everyone wanted to get their hands on, how does he become a tzaddik? How does he learn to use that in the right way? The moment that he becomes a tzaddik is when what? Is when he takes on Eishes Potiphar and he's victorious over Eishes Potiphar. A lot of these parshios, by the way, these Chanukah parshios, have arayos situations. Yehuda and Tamar, Dina, Yosef, Reuven moving the beds. There's a lot of Gilei arayos issues taking place. But the most definitive one is Yosef and Eishes Potiphar. That's when Yosef becomes a tzaddik. That's when Yosef becomes ki'ilu, like one of the avos. We look at Yosef, Maisa Avo Simon Labanim. Ubnei Yaakov v'Yosef Sela, the Pasuk says. Yosef becomes Ki'ilu, one of the Avos. We looked at him, Maisa Avo Simon Labanim. Nu? So how does the ultimate Chanukah personality develop? How does Yosef become Yosef HaTzadik? Says the Imre Noam, to get us warmed up. The Imre Noam, the Rebbe of Jikov, in Source 19, Hine Yadua Asher Golis Yavan Haisa Lechaper Avon Shal Gila Arayos. We know that Galus Yavan is coming to confront Gilei Arayos. It's Dina Befrat and it's Arayos Bechlau. Ki Begalus Bavel, that was Avodah Zarah. Galus Madai, Haman tried to kill us. Shvichas Damim. Galus Yavan is Gilei Arayos. Tibay Litafsar Tchila. They tried to take advantage of the Jewish women. Says the Imre Noam, an interesting remez to get us started. Umatisyo bitzidkaso, two lines from the end of Source 19. Matisyo, in his righteousness, tikein zos al yedei mitzvas ner Chanukah. Shehu letakein midas yesod, bechinas Yosef at tzadik. Okay, he's been meramis to a lot of things. Lizgaber al aznus. And therefore, you find the remez that when Yosef is in the house of Potiphar, vayihi bebeis adonov hamitzri, is begmatria matisyo. Okay. But the point is, the Imre Noam is saying that the story of Yosef in the house of Potiphar is very much connected to the story of Klal Yisrael defeating Yavan and establishing Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, the Neshama Shebeguf, the recognition that you can have a beautiful body and you can still have a tzadi in front of Yavan. You can be a tzadik before your body gets in the way. So how did Yosef become the tzadik? When did this happen? So take a look. The Torah tells us in this week's parsha, Vayiachar Dvar Me'ela. She's been working on him for a long time. She's trying to get him. Atisa Isha Sadona Vesenel Yosef. And she says, Shichva imi. And Yosef refuses. And he says, there's no way. I can't do this disgusting thing. It would be a sin against my master. Both Baaretz uvashamayim v'chatasi le'elokim. And she's trying every day. And the Medrash says she's changing her outfits, trying desperately to get him to acquiesce. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayehi Kayom Azen. It was on that day, Vayavo Baisalasas Malachto. Yosef came to the house to do his work. Machlokis Rav and Shmuel, to do his work, to do his actual avoda, or that was the day he was going to give in, to do his malacha with Eishes Bodifar. Ve'ein ish me'anchei abayis shom babayis. And there was no one in the house that day. Ve'titpesehu be'bigdo le'mor shechva imi, ve'yazov bigdo be'yado ve'yanas ve'yetze achutza. Says Rashi, what was that day? Vayika yom azeh, slowly, I know you figured it all out, slowly. Vayika yom azeh, klomar, Vayehi kasher higia yom ha-miyuchad. The day that she was waiting for finally arrived. What was the day that she was waiting for that finally arrived? Yom Tzchok. It was the day of a festival. What festival was it? Yom Eid Shalem. They were having their Avodah Zarah holiday. Shalcha kulam lebeis Avodah Zarah. Everyone went to the base of Avodah Zarah. And she says, this is the perfect opportunity. I can finally be alone with this Yosef. And I can finally get him. So she feigned illness. She pretended to be sick. She stayed home that day. Yosef shows up at the house to do his malacha. And she says, this is the ultimate opportunity to get him. And she grabs him and she says, today you're all mine. And according to some shitas in Chazal, Yosef was coming that day because he also knew that she was going to be alone babayis. Others say dafka the opposite. He dafka showed up not knowing that. And that's how he ended up in this trouble. When did this happen? It was the Avodah Zarah. Shkoyach. Very nice. So the Imre Noam says that it took place. Maybe I shouldn't say it like that. The Imre Noam brings Ramazim in this pasuk to Zos Chanukah. For example, the Imre Noam says that the word Yosef came to do malachto. The gematria of the word malachto is 497, which is exactly the gematria of Zos Chanukah. Okay. And his father appears to him in the chalon. Chalon, the window, chalon is lamed vav, neros chanukah. That's the remez of chalon. Okay, maybe. But my rabbi is Rav Moshe Wolfson. I've only met him once or twice in my life, but he's my rabbi because he's the one who opened me up to this whole world of Torah, so I consider him my rabbi. Rav Wolfson writes in Emunas Yitecha, he doesn't say it bevados, but we're going to try to defend our rabbi. He says the following. Rav Wolfson says, "Mistama hayayom eid zet kufas tevis." What was this holiday? What was this holiday? Presumably, it was the Avodah Zarah holiday that the Gemara describes in Maseches Avodah Zarah, tekufas tevis, the celebration of the winter months. Okay. He says, "I saw in the Sefer Toldos Yaakov Yosef, Parshas Mikates, the first Hasidic work ever printed. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef says." Chol neis shal Chanukah, dahainu chaf hei kislev, biyom ha-chashmonam, b'tekufas tevis. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef has an interesting cheshbon. It's not so pasha to work it out. But he says, the year that the Chanukah miracle took place, chaf hei kislev, corresponded with this tekufas tevis. That this Avodah Zarah holiday, that was an ancient pagan holiday, corresponded b'diyuk the year of the Chanukah miracle Chafei Kislev. Chafei Kislev was Tekufas Tevis. Says Rav Wolfson, "V'zeh shchiach ma'at b'chol pam shechol yom eidam b'so Chanukah." And it happens very regularly that their holiday, maybe their holidays, whether he's talking about ancient pagan holidays or he's talking about right maybe more recent holidays that are celebrated by Christians, falls out during Chanukah. It's almost a competition of lights. They think that if they keep putting more and more lights on their house, somehow, they're going to win. And we just come to our window every year with that little light. Right? And we know that our light is so much more beautiful than all the, you know, even if they got the blinking lights and the color lights and the white lights and the reindeer lights. So why does Hashem give us Chanukah? Because Tkufas Teves, their Avodah Zarah celebration of the winter, of the darkness, of the Klipa, needs a tremendous light to fight back. Says Rav Wolfson, take a look, Chevra. Words bolded. V'nira li lomar. I want to say, by way of suggestion, Shem istama hayam maisa de Yosef im nisyono beishas potifar gam kem b'chofei kislev. I want to say that the maisa of Yosef becoming a tzaddik took place on Chof Hei Kislev. That's why no one was there. They all went to Tkufas Teves celebrations. They went to the Rav Avodah Zarah, like Rashi on Chumash tells us. Ki kol Yisrael im nekram zera Yosef. We're called by Yosef, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin Ar Masechta says, the Yosef is like an Av. Yosef is holy Shvatim. Yosef has Shvatim. On the Madrega of Yaakov, you know, Eli told us Yaakov, Yosef. And therefore what was happening here, when Yosef has his personal Arayos battle, which becomes, of course, all of Galus Yavon, that Gilei Arayos battle, that took place on Chafei Kislev. Says Rav Wolfson, I'll bring you a remez to show it to you. Va'remez lezeh, va'yehi kihayom azeh. When did this incident take place? The Torah is very clear. It was kihayom azeh, v'yavo abaisa. Kihayom, says Rav Wolfson, is chafayom. Chafayom. It was on the 25th day. And the 25th, by the way, is not an arbitrary number that's related to Chanukah, as Rav Wolfson points out from the Zohar Kadosh, that the Zohar points out that Chaf Hei, the concept of 25, not just the number, the concept of 25 and the number 25, is connected deeply to Chanukah. So it was Kihayom Hazeh. I'd like to just add that in the tefillas that we insert into davening, on Chanukah, we say Lacha Asisa Shem Gadol VeKadosh Bolamecha VeLa'amcha Yisrael Asisa Chua Gadolo Porkan KeHayom Hazeh. KeHayom Hazeh. It's the exact lashon of the pasuk Bayishas Potifar. It's V'Chaf Heyom that we're dafka on Chanukah. We think we're just talking about Hashem. You did an amazing miracle for us in the times of the Chashmonaim. Hashem, you made salvation by the Chashmonaim. KeHayom Hazeh. What's KeHayom Hazeh? Think back to when the Torah says KeHayom Hazeh. When Yosef is battling Eishes Potifar, Vahi kehayom azeh. So now, Chevra, that's where Rav Wolfson leaves us. In Tavshin Ayin, when I first started working on this sugya, I said, if she grabs him by his beged, it's a davar pashut to me, that the beged that she grabbed, that means she grabbed his tzitzis. It has to be that she grabbed his tzitzis. So I literally took every Parsha Sefer I had off the shelf, and I went one by one, I said, someone has to say this. And I literally went through, for sure, over 100 svarim. For sure, I went through 100 svarim. It has to be. It has. Does Yosef himself have a kasher to tzitzis? The Arizal writes in the Pri Etz Chaim, in source 24, that the knots, the way that we make our tzitzis, is very much merames to Yosef Atzadik. The Arizal says, the way that we tie the tzitzis, according to the Arizal, We have all sorts of different moves that we do by the tzitzis, to wind the tzitzis, to tie the tzitzis, to knot the tzitzis. And he says, we do this, of course, on the four corners. So look what he says. He says, b'chol knaf, on each corner, there's a total of 39 krichos. Right? The way that we wrap around comes out, according to the Arizal, 39 wraps. So I have 39 windings, krichos, on each corner. 39 times 4 corners is 156. That's our magic number. That's the Chanukah number, 156. 156. K'mispar Yosef. Okay? This. Well, I have 39 krichos, 39 wind, between the knots, right? We wind. So on each corner you have 39 windings. 39 times 4 corners is 156. Gematria Yosef. Okay? And he goes on, he has other Ramazim to Yosef. But you see that Yosef is very, very connected. Very connected to the Indian of Tzitzis. And therefore, if Tzitzis are the way that the Torah tells us in Parsha Shlach that we fight off Znos, and Yosef at Tzadik is becoming Tzadik by fighting off Znos, and it's taking place on Chanukah, Dafka, and we're thinking about the Lashon of the Shiltzos and the Bala Itur that we're standing there by the menorah wrapped in our tzitzis, it has to be that she grabbed him by his tzitzis. So I sat down and I said, it has to be. Tzitzis always protects us from znus. The Gemara in Menachos says in Source 25, Maisa ba'adam echad shayez zahir b'mitzvah tzitzis. Once there was a Jew who was very firm about tzitzis and not so firm about some other things. He heard about a certain Zona, who was the tops. She charged a lot of money. She was no teles. Dalid meo zuhuvim bischara. This fellow saved up. He sent ahead the money. Kishigia Zamana, when it was his turn, Bava Yoshivala Pesach. He sat outside the house. The Pesach Abayas. Also Chanukah Day. Yeah? So the one in charge of her appointments comes out and she says, okay, the man who sent the 400 Meos Zehuvim is here. And he comes on in. And she has a whole elaborate setup for him. Obviously, it's all in Pnimius HaTorah. Be careful, we learn this Gemara. There are Zion Mitos, beds made out of silver and gold, and there are ladders. And she climbs up, she's sitting on the top, right? Climb up all the beds to the ladders. She's sitting undressed, says the Gemara. She's a Ruma, she's sitting on the top ladder. So, Afhu Allah Leshev Arum Kenegda. He climbs up the ladder to sit opposite her. Right, and the words bolded. And all of a sudden, his sitters come and they smack him in the face. And all of a sudden, it's a tremendous wake-up call. Nishmat v'yoshev lo agave akarka. He immediately descends the ladders and sits on the ground. So she follows him. She says, what's going on? What's wrong? Now, I don't know what it means that the Dalet Tzitzisov smacked him in the face. Maybe it means he was taking off his tzitzis as he was getting undressed, and he hit himself in the face with the tzitzis. It sounds like the tzitzis operated on their own. It sounds like the tzitzis came and they smacked him in the face. It doesn't say he smacked himself in the face with his tzitzis. Right? It says the tzitzis came and they smacked him in the face. Maybe there's what to talk about there. We'll see. So he goes down the ladder. He's sitting on the ground. And she says, what's wrong? And he says, but my God tells me I can't do this. And my tzitzis reminded me of that. And she says, tell me about your God. So he tells her all about what it means to be a Jew. And she's very inspired. And she comes to Beis Medrash. And they convert her. And everything that he wanted to do to her, Be'isser, he does to her Be'heter, says the Gemara. They got married. Married to Zona. Beautiful. Beautiful story. Says the Gemara. Concludes the Gemara. They say to her, three lines in the end, Amr La Biti. Maybe you're only converting because you think this man is a handsome guy. Shema incha nasata becha min atalmidim. Hotziya kasav miyada v'nasnalo. Hotziya ksav miyada v'nasnalo. Amrla l'chi z'chi b'mekcha. Osan matzos yitzila b'isar yitzila b'heter. Zeh matan schar b'olam hazeh. U'olam haba eini odeya kama. Because the guy made the right choice, he was zoch in the end to get what he wanted in this world, and you can only imagine what his reward in the world of truth is going to be. Yosef HaTzadik, we don't have to cover up. Chazal tells in the Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Vav that Yosef was very, very close to being nichshal with Eishes Potiphar. And when you read this Gemara in Menachos, you think that this is probably what happened to Yosef HaTzadik. On some level, Yosef HaTzadik was about to do that Maisa. Again, as the Gemara says in Sota Lamed Vav, I'm not going to go into it. Those who know it or want to know, you'll look it up. He was very close to sitting with her. And then, it could be that at the last minute, his sisters came and they saved him. The same way the sisters saved this bachur who got involved. He saw the tzitzis. And he remembered that what? That a Jew doesn't stray achrei nechem. Asher atem zonim achrei nechem zoznus, said the Medrash. We don't go into that world of znus. So I started looking, and I started looking, and I started looking, and I started looking. Finally, I found a sefer on my shelf that I think I had stolen from my cousin in California one time when I was there, called the Sefer Shar Yashuv. In the Sefer Shar Yashuv, he says, it could be Od Yomar, could be Shaya Beged Zeshe Tafsa Beged Hatzitzis. It could be that the garment of Yosef that she grabbed is the beged of tzitzis. Now, he's not saying this on his own. The Shari Yashuv is not saying this. I don't know who he's quoting. I have no idea what that Rosh Yeteva stands for. If anyone knows, I'd love to find out. The first one stands for Alpi Masher Isi Besvar. I've seen in Svarim that she grabbed it by his tzitzis. Ayin Aleph Vav Lamed Mem. I mean, it's a relative of his, Mestama, right? Maybe Chosni Zakeni, my grandfather-in-law, wrote a sefer, Aleph Vav Lamed Mem. Okay, I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. I haven't looked into it enough, but I haven't figured it out yet. So if anyone knows, let me know. Yeah? So he says, it makes a lot of sense that she grabbed him by his tzitzis. Why? Otam b'davar al pi mash amru chazal. The Gemara in Menachos ma'isa ba'adam echad shayizayir b'mitzvah tzitzis. Achubo arba tzitziyosov, and they smacked him in the face. Nimsa that a person who's zayir in mitzvah tzitzis ein minich masol lavur avera zos v'hi yada zos. She knew this. She tried to take off his tzitzis. She grabbed his tzitzis, trying to remove from him the thing that would save him from doing this ma'isa. And yet, Yosef realizes it as she's maybe pulling the tzitzis off. Right? The tzitzis smacked Yosef in the face. Yosef is tzaddik in the face. And v'yonas v'yetzeh hachutzah. And Yosef runs out and he's safe. Now, lulei demistafina, that means if I wasn't afraid, I would say the following. That's what you say when you're saying something which you shouldn't say, but you say it anyway. The Kaf HaChaim brings from the Arizal that when a person, again, according to the Arizal, that when a person is intimate with his wife, he should still wear his tzitzis. You should wear your tzitzis. So it could be Yosef made the following cheshbon with Eishes Potiphar. He says to Eishes Potiphar, because remember, Chazal say that she had a whole cheshbon, we're doing this L'shem Shemayim, I see in the stars, we're meant to be together. So he says, great. He says, I'll be with you. I'm planning on keeping my tzitzis on. Like the Arizal. But she says, no, take your tzitzis off. So he says, nah, then you're not L'shem Shemayim. You want me to take my tzitzis off, you're not L'shem Shemayim. And she realized there's something's off here. This is a Maisa's Nus. The tzitzis smacked him in the face. It was a wake-up call. And Yosef was V'yonas V'yetzeh Chutzah. This is what we find in the Shar Yashuv in the name of earlier Sfar. Within the last 18 months, I found something in the Noam Megadim, which is a more well-known Hasidic work, in Parsha Shlach, which goes one step further. It's beautiful. In Source 27. The Noam Megadim says that by Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Jewish people are introduced to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, the Gemara B'Metzia, Hashem says the same way I came to Mitzrayim to see the difference between who's a Bechor and who's not a Bechor. I'm going to come to see who's wearing authentic tzitzis and who's wearing fake tchelis. That's what the Gemara says. V'yadua, says the Noam Megadim in line 3, Ki mitzvah tzitzis megina umatzla michet diznus umihirur, as the Pasuk says, tzitzis protect us from arayos, reisim also. And then the Pasuk says, v'yisim kedoshim. Vizam Kedoshim. So the essential mitzvah of tzitzis is that it brings us to Kedusha, which means Shmira from Arayos. Says the Noam Megadim in the second paragraph. Hayam Ra'a Vayanas. When the Jews were leaving Mitzrayim, and the Mayim is getting pushed away. We know what Mayim is Maram is too. Right? Rav Chaim Vital says, Eish Ruach Afar Mayim, Mayim is Taiva, Mayim is Nus. What split the water as the Jews left Mitzrayim, Erva Sa'aretz? Which, by the way, I'll just throw in parentheses, Chachmas Yavan, where does it come from? Where did all this great philosophy come from? There's a tremendous kesher to the Chachma of Mitzrayim as the shorish of Chachmas Yavan. So it's not at all surprising that Chachmas Yavan, right, is a world of Arayos. Because it comes from Erev HaSahar, it comes from Mitzrayim. So the Jews are finally leaving Mitzrayim, right? We're leaving Mitzrayim. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're being introduced to the concept of Tzitzis, as the Torah says in Shlach. That it's connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim. We remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every day by thinking about our tzitzis. How do I get out of Arayos? And now the Jews are about to split the Mayim, which is Taiva, which is Arayos. And what causes the water to split? Vayam Ra'a Vayanus. Says the Noam Megadim. Kol Zebal Emayideh Hayam Ra'a. Hu Tcheles the tzitzis. The Yam split because of the tzitzis. Why? Because tcheles domal yam, yam domal rekia, rekia domal kisei hakavod. There's a link between tcheles and the yam. That's what he says at first. Okay. Val yedei zev yanas me'aver v'hirhor. The same way I look at my tzitzis, right, and it connects me to the yam, which connects me all the way back to Hashem. So there's a connection between the tzitzis and the yam. Okay. Fine. Gam yesh lomar hayam ra'a v'yanas. What do Chazal say? What caused the sea to split? It saw the arono shel Yosef atzad. Arono shel Yosef ra, because it says vayanas, that the sea fled the same way that what, that Yosef was vayanas v'yetzei achutza. So he says, maybe that's the pshat. He says where it's bolded. Ki ulai Yosef atzadik nitzol michet al yedei mitzvah tzitzis. V'kasher chachmenu sifru lanu b'menachos about that Talmud who was saved from tzitzis. And then he says a gevaldic piece. Look what he says where it's bolded. What's the vayanas? Shenos me avera. How did Yosef run away from this avera? Vayetze hachutza, because he wore his tzitzis out. Vayetze hachutza. Heim tzitzis shiotzim chutzla beged umagulin. Because Yosef wore his tzitzis out, Even though he was going to do that Maisa, but he had sitzes out. The Vayetze Achutza allowed Yosef to be Vayonos, and he wasn't Nichshol with Eishes Potiphar, and he becomes a Tzaddik. So, Chevra, now let's come back to Chanukah. Let's wrap up, let's come back to Chanukah. Who are the ones who lead the way in the Chanukah victory? Ayidei Kohanecha HaKedoshim, the Holy Kohanim. The Kohanim are the people who are in charge of Kedusha. If they're in charge of Kedusha, Kedusha by definition, I told you, what's in the Rambam say for Kedusha? It's a little Chazara. What's in the Rambam say for Kedusha? Yisurei Bia and? Machalos Asuros and Shechita. Right? So Kedusha, Kohanim have a lot of restrictions in the way they eat, how they eat, where they eat. Right? And there's also the Kohen Gadol, who he's allowed to marry, Kohanim Bechlal, who they're allowed to marry. Restrictions in Kedusha. What's the Sheikhas to us? What's the Sheikhas to Tzitzis? There's a sefer called Nefesh Chaim. Nefesh Chaim is from Rav Chaim Palagi. Rav Chaim Palagi was a great Sfardi Gaon. One of these people with awesome bekias all over the place. One of these people who has a million little Svarim on every little topic. So I have the sefer Nefesh Chaim at home. It's arranged alphabetically by topics. So he writes under the entry of Big Day Tzitzis. In Mareches Beis Os Dalid. Big Day Tzitzis Heim Neged Dalid Big Day Kohuna Dekohen Hedyo. The Big Day Tzitzis, with its four corners, which Maram is to Yosef, like we saw in the Arizal, is connected to the Dalid Begodim of the Kohen Hedyo. That's already based, he says, on Tikkun HaZohar. V'nira demihai time maksiv v'parshas Tzitzis mitzvas v'los asuru. So now I understand that by tzitzis we're told, don't stray after your eyes, asher atem zonim achareim, because the dalid big day lavan of the kohen is mechaper mal arayos, and therefore luumasa mechaper big day tzitzis, like the gemara in Maseches Menachos of that Talmud who was almost nechshon. So the kohanim are very much connected. Ayidei kohanecha kedoshim. The kohanim are very connected to tzitzis. They're connected to kedusha. So, Chaira, let's think about this. They come into the Heichal. You know, the Gemara in Shabbos says they walk into the Heichal. Timu kol ha-shmanim shebeheichal. So we had a whole shiur trying to explain, right? It looked like timu kol ha-shmanim, but really, there's going to be a spark that's still pure. What? We asked the strange question. What made them think that there would be something out there? So we said, because there's a stamp on your soul that can't be erased, so they knew it had to be out there. Let's go one step further now. They knew where the oil had to be. Because Hashem likes making fun of our enemies. Hashem likes Moshe Rabbeinu being raised in Paro's home. Hashem likes Yisra HaYishma'eli, if you remember this year, being the one to defend David HaMelech. Yishmael should be the one, Dafka, to bring the Gula. Hashem always is laughing in their face. But Tishak Liyom Achron. So where's the oil going to be? Where's the oil going to be? Where was the moment of Pirut between Yavan and of Yefes and Shem? They got dirt. They got Kvura. And we got tzitzis, yeah? So the holy Kohanim, the defenders of the tzitzis of Kedusha, come into Beis HaMikdash, and they say, it must be that there's a Pach Shemin. Hashem wouldn't leave us like this. Hashem is making a joke. It's typical Hashem type of humor. Hashem is very dry humor, yeah? So Hashem, it must be. Where's it going to be? Where's the Pach Shemin? The greatest irony would be if it was in the dirt, right? Because that's Yavan's territory. So they started looking in the dirt. But what, are you going to dig up the whole floor of the Beis HaMikdash? Where are you going to look? How are you going to find it? How do you know where to start? Well, let's go back to that moment of Pirut. When they got Kfura, we got Tzitzis. Maybe our Tzitzis can help us find the Pach Shemin. The Baal Shem Tov, it's quoted in the Divrei Shalom in Parshas Kisavo. He says, I heard from my grandfather in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, Sheat Tzitzis Shalo Hayolem Nefesh V'chiyos Mamish. I wasn't joking before when I said that Gemara Menachos says that the tzitzis came and they smacked that Talmud in the face. He was zahir. He was very zahir in the midst of tzitzis. Okay, how did he get involved with the zona if he saw zahir and tzitzis? Sof kol sof, he didn't get involved with the zona. Sof kol sof, he was misgabral yitzro, and he married her beheter. It wasn't a maizuznus at all. He was very makbid on tzitzis. That means he took his tzitzis to the highest level, which turns tzitzis, which are inanimate, it fills them with a chilas elokus. That they can act on their own. So the tzitzis came and smacked him in the face. He didn't accidentally poke himself in the eye when he was taking off his tzitzis. The tzitzis came and smacked him in the face. The Baal Shem Tov tzitzis, says the Divrei Shalom, I heard from my grandfather about the Baal Shem Tov tzitzis. They had a nefesh v'chiyos mamish. Asher hayu yicholim l'na'aneyas atzvam. The Baal Shem Tov could be standing still and the tzitzis would be moving. It says it would be waving, would be shaking, would be moving. Ki al yedei kedushas asiyas hamitzvah himshich lehem nefesh v'chiyus. So al yedei kohanecha kedusha. Kohanim, whose big day kohuna, is so much connected to tzitzis and their kedusha. And they come to base a mikdash. And now they have to find the pashtem, which they know has to be somewhere here in the dirt. How are they going to find it? Says the Skol Rebbe one more time. Misupar, source 30. That one time the Rebbe of Zusha was walking on the road and he was lost. GPS, Waze, it's not new. Chaisel's had it a long time. You just take your tzitzis, and your tzitzis, like a compass, point you in the right direction. The Rebbe of Zusha didn't know where to go. He took his tzitzis, and his tzitzis started to wave in the right direction. Tzitzis illuminate my eyes. They show me how to go. Like it says in the Arizal, tzitzis is Rashi Tevos, tzadik yafrid tzitziosof tamid. The tzaddik always separates the tzitzis. He makes sure that the tzitzis are smooth, that they're not tied in additional knots, because every knot is cheshbon very precisely. My tzitzis are straight, right? Tzaddik, a tzaddik, Yosef, a tzaddik is yafrid, is able to be pirud, to separate. Ve'efter shachma, look what he says. Ve'efter shachash monoim badku. When it says the chashmonam started looking, they knew it was in the dirt, but how are they going to find it? Ha'inu shabadku ha'tzitzis shalehem. And that's how they found the pach shemen, that they used their tzitzis to guide them. V'nikra pach echad, they found the pach echad. The Gemara says that the tzitzis have 8 strings and 5 knots, is gematria 13 echad. That's how they found the pach shemen. Unbelievable. V'nahafach. What a great victory for Klal Yisrael. I'll add one last point though. Why is it a pach shemen? You're standing by your menorah, you're wearing your tzitzis. Yosef Atzadik, a victory over Yavan, shame versus Yefes, Gvaldik. Why oil? Why shemen? So I'll send you off with one more sweet idea. The Isha Sota, the woman who commits the ultimate Maisa's Nus, and she's brought to the base of Mikdash, right? And her husband's going to bring a carbon on her behalf. The Torah tells us in Parshas Nason, Source 31, in Pasuk Tezvav, Vehevi Aisha's Ishtarel HaKohen, and he brings his carbon on her behalf. It's kemach sa'orim. It's barley as opposed to wheat flour, because she did an animalistic act. Lo yitzok alav shemen. She does not get oil. Why does she not get oil? Why does she not get oil? Says Rashi, shashemen karay ur. That tuff's not supposed to be there. Vehi asav v'choshech. She entered into the world of znus, which is the world of darkness, and shemen is ur. So what do you see? Again, you see oil itself is merames to something that doesn't fit with znus. So I'll show you an amazing remes. Klal Yisrael, we said many times, is the yud. Yavan tries to take the yud, the one letter that flies in the sky, and tries to drag it down with a vav and a nun. What's the difference between the word zayis and the word znus? And with this we conclude. A zayis has a yud. Znus takes the yud and turns it into a vav and a nun. Zayis versus znus. Shemen, or znus, arayos, choshech, where you can't see anything. Or isamoso. So now we understand the shiltos. Now we understand the bali itar. That when a Jew stands by his menorah, he's standing there, he's wrapped in his tzitzis, and it's such a part of the victory over Yavam. And it's such a critical part. It's in some ways, it's even more important, if you can say such a thing, than the menorah itself. Because the ultimate expression of Yavan is the Gilei Arayos of Yavan. Is the raping of Dinas, the taking advantage of Klal Yisrael's daughters. And Yosef Itzadik and Eishes Potiphar, when a Jew stands by the menorah, and he tries to clean his eyes, like the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, for anything he may have seen over the course of the last year that he shouldn't have seen, and he wants to be Zochet to Shemen, he wants to be Zochet to the Zayas instead of the Znus, because he wants to dwell in light and not darkness. He has to stand there, he has to take his tzitzis in his hand for a minute. He has to take his tzitzis in his hand for a minute. He has to think about the koach of the tzitzis to protect him. And from the tzitzis, uzchartem, you remember everything. You push away the shichras haTorah of Yavan. It's hard to miss kol mitzvah Hashem. You remember everything, because a person who's guarded in kedusha can have everything, and if you don't have kedusha, then you have nothing. So mirtz Hashem, we should be zocheh to a lot of or this Chanukah, a lot of tzitzis this Chanukah. We see the kriyas mahor this man. We read the story of this Shabbos of Yosef and Eishes Potiphar. You should be singing Dida Natzach in Shua when we win, when Yosef runs out. Vayanas veyitzei achutz. That's how we got out of Mitzrayim. So we split the sea. That's how Klal Yisrael became a nation. We're mekabel the Torah. So mirtz Hashem, we should all be zocha to a very lichtige Chanukah with our tzitzis every step of the way. Shkoyach.